Hey guys, we're gonna, happy Thursday by the way. Today we're gonna, talk about video games and announce, and welcome to media, .fm. I hope you enjoy. Now you guys are listening to Super Smash Bros. Brawl, a game on the Wii, Wii U, and the 3DS.
The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
sports,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
And now, coming to the stage, a public service announcement.
Okay, today we're gonna see this kid named Ivan. No, I mean Eduardo play Smash, and Ivan's gonna announce what's happening.
It's one of my favorite games. Because it's like there's a lot of action. There's Nintendo characters, mostly all Nintendo characters. A lot. There's more than 50 characters you can play as, and it's fighting. What else do you want? And then there's also like characters that are not even from Nintendo, like Mega Man and Sonic and Pac-Man. I know who thought, right? Who thought Nintendo would join with Sega, but whatever. You want to start? Okay, so yeah, so he's Yoshi versus other three CPUs, and he's choosing Final Destination, the flat platform. The loading screen is loading. We're waiting, just waiting. So 3, 2, 1. He's Yoshi. He's doing the egg roll. Nope. He's getting into a fight with all of them. He's doing the egg roll again. It's the OP move of Yoshi, but you know, it's overpowered, because then don't be a spammer. And he's versus Villager from Animal Crossing, I think, yeah. And then He's versus Ike with from the Fire Emblem, and Lucario from the Pokemon. Yeah, you probably guys know who Lucario is from Pokemon. So he beat up two people now. He's trying to beat up two people. And nope, villagers attacking him. Nope, he keeps doing the. He's trying to do a smash attack. Nope, Lucario gets him. Right now, only two CPUs are fighting him, and then he's just spamming the eggs right now. He's just spamming the eggs. No, and he killed himself. Oh, no, he recovered. He's just doing the egg again. Just don't use the same move. Be pro. And then he's doing the egg again. God damn it, man. Why are you... Sorry, my bad. Didn't know. And then, yeah. Okay. He's getting beat up by Lucario. You haven't killed... Oh, yeah, you killed one person. Okay. You're almost about to die, dude. You just need to hang on. And doing the egg again. Oh my god. Okay, you don't like that like 20 times now. And doing the egg again. Okay, he died. Lost his first life. He needs all of them are tied except not really.
He's using the egg because it's Easter time and he wants to be topical.
Yeah, true.
It's just like the Easter bunny. He's brought the eggs in.
Yeah, except...
Because we're all going to get to eat eggs on Sunday or something.
True.
Like are they chocolate?
Oh, he got the final smash. He's turned into a dragon now. Yoshi has turned into a dragon. Now he's overpowered since he has his whatever. I don't know how to call his final smash. He turned into a dragon now. Yeah. And now he's done using it. He killed one person, I think. And now he can survive. No, don't. You can do this. And doing the egg again. But now he stopped because he got destroyed by a villager's bomb. Now he's up in the air. Now he's just throwing eggs, of course. Now he's just in the middle and doing the egg again. And now he's just getting beat up by the computers. Now he's just throwing eggs because he's far away from the computers and killed somebody with his up smash and doesn't taunt. Now he taunts because I just told him to. Okay, now he's... He's almost about to die. He needs to kill a few more CPUs. 14 seconds left in the game. Can he survive? Now he's just gonna throw eggs. Nope. Yeah, throw eggs. Why don't you suicide with somebody? Like, get them and eat them. No, you can't. No. Zero. Time's up. It's fine. He won, I think. Yoshi has won because he just spammed eggs.
The player, hey, can you explain how that game felt? Maybe, how was that? Was it a rough game for you?
No, not really. They were all easy, even though they were high level. All you do is just, like, it's not really spamming, because that's a special move. I mean, that's Yoshi's, like, best move. Yeah.
Are we going to switch places, and now Ivan's going to play a game, and we'll do some more commentary? That was excellent commentary, Ivan. Actually, it was really, really great. You followed all the action, and I was impressed.
So
switch him around?
So do you want to play the game, or do you want me to play the same game? And
you
want
to go?
Okay, I'll try to play, but be worse than him. Yeah, I have to change the controls, because my controls are different. Is that okay with you guys?
Yeah, I have to change my controls.
Give
the background of the game.
Yeah. I don't know. All right, so for this game was like a really old game. It started with the first N64, then it went into Melee, then GameCube. Let's see what else. Then it went on to the Wii version, and then 3DS, and now we have Wii U. But right now we're using the 3DS to play the game.
Wii U's expensive.
Yeah. I've been saying that the Wii U is really expensive. So we have Ivan picking his characters right now.
Trying to set up the game.
Setting up the game as quick as he can. And he's picking level 9.
That's what you did.
CPU. Alright.
Did you do stock?
Yep.
No. You can do your stock.
Survival! Get some excitement. Right. Are we ready to go? Ivan's playing video games. Let's do it. Okay. NewtonyRadio.fm.
You know what? I'm gonna do something really cheap.
He's going to do something really cheap.
Oh, no. He's going to go overpower. He hacked his character. So.
No, I did it.
No, he hacked that character.
No, I did it.
Yeah, you did.
I did it. You know what I did? I just
He hacked his player with Shrek.
No.
Explain to the old people listening what hacked means.
Hacked is like when you do something we're not supposed to do in a video game, and it's not meant to happen, and yeah, it makes the game better or worse.
Or overpowered.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like the hack version for you, right, Carlos? All right. So he's using this character named Shrek he created. It's basically a me character. And he's overpowered. He's like 200 and 200 and 200. Everything's 200. So he can barely get any damage or knocked out. So basically, Ivan's like a cheater or something. He's not playing fair. So you can say that this match is Ivan, basically. Not like me. I actually played like for reals and everything. I actually had a chance to lose. That is so cheap, what Ivan's doing. If Ivan loses, I don't know what to say for him. I mean, like, he's using a hack character. That's overpowered. It's really overpowered. It's like one hit KO, basically. And it looks like Ivan's falling. And he almost died. So, Shrek is getting beat up. Shrek is dodging everything.
I'm gonna do my ultimate uppercut.
And he did the ultimate uppercut, and he killed Link Sausage.
What is Link Sausage?
So now, Ivan, look at that. Ivan's barely getting blown up. Link Sausage is making a comeback. Oh, the computers are way better than Ivan. Even though Ivan's using a hacking character.
No, I died.
Wow, Ivan. Ivan got the final smash. And he used it on Link Sausage and Lucina. Whoa. What a gentleman. He killed the girl. He killed the only female character right there. So it's up to Link Sausage and versus Shrek. Who will win?
Shrek is love, Shrek.
And Link Sausage just got blown away. Alright, it's the final battle. Who will win? Shrek will win technically because he's using a hack character, you know, like this guy. Even though Link Sausage is fighting like for real. No hacks, no nothing. Link Sausage is about to die anyway, so we can tell who won already.
Maybe. You don't know.
No, we can tell who won. Look at that. If you can see
this. Is it a fighting game? Describe what's happening.
Yeah, it's a fighting game. They're all fighting.
So they're
it's a one-on-one right now. Ivan killed one of the female characters and the fat chubby guy.
Wario.
Yeah. And now Ivan's trying. Oh no. Oh, Ivan died!
No!
He died! And he's using a hack character. It's a one-on-one. One life.
Should I just call him with my ultimate uppercut?
Nah. You're too overpowered anyways.
Right now.
No. Oh. I want Link Sausage to win. What about you, Carlos?
Link Sausage.
Link Sausage. Link Sausage. Come on, Link. Shrek is a hacker. Don't let him win. Don't let Shrek win. You can do it. Oh, Link Sausage is making a comeback. Oh, look at the computer go. Look at that. All right, so now Shrek is trying to kill Link Sausage, but he can't kill him, basically. Oh, it's about to be a sudden death.
No.
Sudden death. And it's sudden death. Who will win?
Eduardo, what's a sudden death?
A one hit KO. And it looks like Shrek won.
Too fast.
Yeah.
Gotta go fast.
No, he just hacked.
So is this at the end of the game?
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, guys, guess who we have on the phone?
The same person that always calls.
It is. It's your old pal, Sweet Gale.
Yeah.
Everybody say hi to Sweet Gale.
Hi, Sweet Gale.
Hi.
Hi, Sweet Gale. Sweet Gale, are you still there?
Oh yeah.
Oh great. Great. We've got three guys here today and a nice young lady. They're talking today about video games and being a commentator and stuff like that. But what do you know about video games, Sweet Gail?
Nothing.
So practically all you heard was like talk without knowing what you just heard.
Probably grew up with electronics and you know all that stuff.
When we
I can hardly do anything with a computer.
When did you use your first computer, Sweet Gail? You don't have to tell us your age because that's rude to ask a woman, but when did you use your first computer?
Well, I went to City College and they were trying to teach me something on that. But I mean, maybe it's different times, but when I really used it was like a couple of years ago, maybe because I went to the public library and they had little kids there who knew everything about computers and they were teaching older people. You know, like they had a 13-year-old kid and everything. I can hardly turn the computer on. But they know everything about them because you grew up with them. You know, I'm from a different...
So how did you entertain yourself, Sweet Gail, when you were younger? If there were no video games...
Interview me. Just some practice, kids.
Yeah. Interview. Ask your
where are they? Hello?
One's right here.
Did you lose me?
No. We hear you. They're just shy today. They're shy.
Yeah, well. Especially Eduardo.
But I'm interested because I have no idea, like, what people did for fun. I mean, back in the day. I mean, these guys, they play. Well, what do you guys do for fun?
Play video games.
Play video games. So yeah. What about well, there were no video games? So, what did
music,
people do?
Music, and then.
They're going to interview me, but I don't know nothing about video games. But they can ask me some other stuff if they want. They want to practice their interviewing skills. That's good.
Does anyone have any questions for Sweet Gail today? They're all shaking their heads. Hey, Sweet Gail, do you want to leave us with a joke?
A joke? I am a joke. The kind of stuff I do is kind of adult now that I found out I'm dealing with children. But I guess I'm going to go, and Pam, I'll catch you up some other time. Are you making any strides into your career to become famous?
No, not recently. Just hanging out at the brainwash, telling jokes.
Well, keep trying, because if you keep at it long enough, you'll get there.
Thank you, Sweet Gail. Your words are always encouraging.
I can barely hear you. We're breaking up.
Yeah, well, have a beautiful day. We'll talk to you soon. Yay. That was Sweet Gail, everybody. So you hang up.
Bye.
Too late.
Let's play the music. Can you want to announce your music? Announce your music. Your song. Second December. 5 seconds.
The next song that's coming up is 5 seconds of summer.
Even when the sky is falling down, even when the earth is crumbling around my feet, even when we try to say goodbye, you can cut the tension with a knife and key. Cause I know what'll happen if we get through this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mutiny Radio. Same great station, new great name.
Wow, cool.
What's cool?
The new name. What? Wow, the radio is talking to me, man. Weird.
What was weird?
This, man. I'm talking to a podcast. This is impossible.
Not really. This is Mutiny Radio. If you're listening, we're listening to...
Oh, wow.
Mutiny Radio. The evolution has begun.
So, am I on?
Go!
Okay, so, right now, it's Carlos. He's playing the same game as we were. But then, since, you know, it's just kind of his first time playing on this handheld. And, well, he knows how to play the game, except not on this handheld. If you want to run, just do it one time. Just do it one time really fast. Yeah, there, and it does run. Okay, so, he went level one, you know, like a scrub. Scrub means like the same one, Super Smash Bros. For 3DS or Smash Bros. 4. So right now he chose a level one since we're not scrubs like him. So scrubs is basically somebody that is like a beginner at something. And yeah, and right now he's beating up the CPU. It's one on one because he doesn't know how to play this game. So. He's just going easy on the computer. He chose an easy computer. He doesn't know how to play. And he's... What if he loses to, like, level 1? That would be awesome. So right now, he's trying to get the Smash Ball, which the Smash Ball is basically, like, this awesome power. Well, it's like an instant kill. He's got it. He used it. Because, yeah. And then it's like... He's using Kirby. And the other person is Luigi. Well, the computer's Luigi. And... Yeah, he's just owning the computer because it's level 1. Who can't beat a level 1? So, yeah. Right now, they're just standing still since the computer's a level 1. It doesn't know what to do. And now he's just spamming fireballs. Just doing the same move, fireballs. He's just going to do fireballs because I'm saying it. And now he's laughing. He grabbed him and he threw him up. And then he's just throwing fireballs again. And laughing. So, do you want to laugh now?
No.
You don't want to laugh?
No.
Fine then. Keep playing. Because you're still going to lose. No, I mean, you're going to win. Because. And now he's just wrecking the computer because it's a level 1. Next time, pick a level 3 or a level 2, okay? Now he's just going to do the same move now because it's a level 1. So, are you getting better at the game?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yes or no?
No. Maybe.
You don't know? Mm-hmm. Right now, he's not doing anything. He's just doing the same move, fireballs. He's just laughing because I keep saying that. And now, he's just going to beat the computer. We say that.
How exciting is it, though? He's going to beat the computer. Carlos is in the lead. Crazy times. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Super Smash Brothers here on MutinyRadio.fm.
Yeah.
Great times being played here. Ivan commentating.
Yes, we
are. Yeah. You know why? You know why he's gonna win? He has 3 lives and the computer has 1. Oh my god, but guess what? The computer is level 1. Not level 9, so don't. So right now, it's not doing anything.
I'm enjoying the sarcastic tone of your commentation, Mr. Ivan. That's so great.
Yeah, he's so good, man. Look at that. He's so good, and he finally lost a life. He's losing to a level. No, not really. He's not
afraid to try Super Smash Brothers.
Well, he knows how to play. No, don't go to sudden death. You're going to lose. And he killed. He suicided just on purpose.
Oh, wow.
So basically, he knows how to play the game, except he doesn't know how to play, like, this version of the game. He plays the, like, one of the older versions better, so... He's not good.
What
at this
character game. Is he playing? Is he another one of the dragons throwing the eggs, or is he?
No, he was. You know who
Pikachu?
Yoshi is? Do you know who Yoshi is?
Yoshi.
Yeah, that was Eduardo.
Okay.
And then now, do you know who Kirby is?
Kirby is the name of a vacuum cleaner, as far as I'm concerned. What is a Kirby?
Kirby from the old Nintendo. So
Kirby from the old Nintendo.
No, Kirby from the old Nintendo system. Like Kirby, I don't know what the one of the first one was. And he beat the level one. Oh,
hey,
my God, he's so good.
How do you feel, Carlos? How do you feel?
Good.
Yeah, it's a level one. Who, why, who knew?
He's going to Disneyland. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you put it? Hey, want to try a different game?
We're running out of time, but I want to ask all of you guys a question. How many hours a day do you spend playing video games? Be honest. It's 24 hours in a day. I hope that 8 of it you're sleeping.
You can go first, Carlos.
About like 10.
10?
How about you? I'll go last.
10? Wait a minute. Let me figure this out. There's 24 hours in a day. How many hours do you sleep?
Yeah.
Maybe like 7 or 8.
So you sleep 7 or 8 hours. So 24 minus 8 is 16. So there's 16 hours left. How many hours are you at school?
Like 7.
6 or 7. Okay. So 16 minus 7 is 9. So you maybe you. So the rest of your time you play video games.
Yes.
On the bus.
No.
In the van.
So no. That means not.
When you're going potty, do you play video games? Does it happen? I'm curious. I don't know where all this time is coming from.
I don't do my homework sometimes, and I don't do my chores.
Oh.
Bad.
Chores first, video games afterward.
No, I have a t-shirt that says, cross off chores, cross off homework, play video games, check.
Gotcha. That's a cute shirt. Hey, everybody, how many other hours for you guys? And then we're going to have to say goodbye and wrap it up.
Yeah, Eduardo, you can go first.
To be honest, I only play like 1 to 2 hours.
Yay! Eduardo, that's
really bad for you, bro.
Yay.
No, that's bad of him. No, just kidding.
What about you, Ivan?
Do I have to?
No, no, you don't have to. If it's an embarrassing number,
no,
you don't have to.
No, it's okay. It's okay. It's not that bad. It's like Eduardo said, 2 to 3 hours.
Okay.
1 to 2 hours.
1 to 2 to 3 hours. Yeah,
so you're 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and 10. Sabine, how much do you play?
Zero.
I don't play video
she doesn't
games.
Play video games.
Weak.
She
does normal.
Can we do one more video game?
Things.
Can we do one more video game?
Well, we don't have time because we have to wrap it up. But I'm so glad that you guys enjoyed this today, and I hope that we can work on this commentating thing because I think it really is a life skill that can be used for job application in the future. If you guys are good at commentating on video games, you could easily be a commentator for, I don't know, a little pageant. I don't know what people commentate for. Everything. They always need
anything
people talking, so.
It's possible.
Yeah, and radio stuff. So everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
And I'm gonna leave my phone.